It's one of the most closely watched congressional races in the country, and outside groups have pumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into advertising for both candidates. What's made it such a hot race is that for the first time in nearly two decades, it's a wide-open seat with no incumbent. The decision by longtime Democratic Congresswoman Lois Capps of Santa Barbara not to seek a new term after nearly 18 years in office created a wild June primary with nine candidates vying for the post. It set the stage for next week's election, with Democrat Salud Carbajal facing off against Republican Justin Farid for the seat, which includes all of Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties and a slice of Ventura County. Carbajal is a UCSB graduate and former Marine reservist who worked for various governmental agencies in Santa Barbara County before becoming an aide to a county supervisor in 1993. In 2004, he was elected as Santa Barbara County's first district supervisor, a post he's now held for 12 years. Why did he decide to run for Congress?
I'm very proud of the work that I've done in local government, working in a bipartisan way on many, many issues that have improved, I think, the lives of working middle-class families here in my district. We've done a good job of dealing with the taxpayers' dollars. We have the highest rainy day reserve in the county's history. We've made some wise investments in our infrastructure. And I want to take that same approach to Congress.
Carbajal talks about the top issues he'd tackle if elected.
In addition, obviously, to the immediate crisis of the drought, the big issue is economic opportunity and income inequality.
Justin Farid grew up in Santa Barbara and went on to play football at UCLA, where he became a coach after graduation. He worked as a congressional aide in Washington, D.C. before returning to Santa Barbara County, where he's involved in running family-owned sports medical and agricultural businesses. Why is he running for the congressional seat?
Just seeing the direction that we are heading in this country here on the Central Coast, from the local drought to the national debt, there are big challenges that we are all facing collectively as Americans in this country. And I think it's necessary that we bring a strong leadership that is going to make a difference for all of us, regardless of political affiliation. If you're Republican or Democrat, we need to get back to the substance of problems and laying out the solutions to them.
Farid talks about the issues he'd take on first if elected.
We've seen over the course of the last couple decades, this issue be ignored is the drought. There's been very little foresight from past and current politicians and making necessary investments in infrastructure specifically for water. Secondly, we've seen the largest growth of income inequality on the Central Coast over the course of the last two decades. Much of the time while my opponent has been in office, small businesses and startup entrepreneurs move out of the Central Coast.
Both candidates admit being one out of 435 members of the House poses a challenge in getting action to best support the congressional district. Republican Justin Farid.
I'm very passionate about getting Congress working again for the American people. When I worked back there a few years ago, I saw the empty rhetoric, the political talking points from politicians, and the zero-sum game of winner-take-all between either political parties.
Democrats salute Carbajal.
No doubt it'll be more challenging. I believe that it will be. But I'm hoping that building relationships, building trust, will lend itself to being able to find enough common ground so people are willing to co-sponsor legislation with me.
What do the two candidates think makes them different from each other? Here's Carbajal.
In addition to having experience, which my opponent doesn't have much, when it comes to economic opportunities, I believe in raising the minimum wage. I believe that we need to end offshore oil drilling. My opponent is in favor of offshore oil drilling. I believe in protecting a woman's reproductive rights. My opponent is not pro-choice.
Farid talks about what he thinks separates him from Carbajal.
Well, I'm sure my opponent gave you a number of different talking points to try to separate what differentiates us. I would say the number one thing is motivation. I genuinely am here to serve the Central Coast and to improve the direction that our country is heading in. I have substantive reforms. He often falls back on talking points.
The 24th district has just over 700,000 residents. Political observers are calling it a closer than expected race, one they feel will go down to the wire. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.